There are two or three words I want you to write down, because the flow, you cannot really, I know the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, the violence take it by force, but on the other hand, there's a flow that have hit the body of Christ. And you, certain things you're going to have to know not to be left behind. Okay? Nobody won't be left. Anybody won't be left behind? All right. So get these words. Revelation is one word you have to understand. This whole, the word ordeal is not right. This whole manifestation, demonstration, and blessings of God that we have been falling short of is it crossed the bridge of revelation. Revelation is so important. You need to pray this prayer in Ephesians 1:17 on through. It tell you about the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. It talks about, I need to show it to you. Go to Ephesians 1, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. The apostle Paul prayed a certain prayer for the church at Ephesus, and he prayed that they would receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the spirit of wisdom. Now, I ain't talking about no religion here now. We're not talking about no denomination here. We're talking about the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Now, notice that in the 17th verse, if you don't want, in the knowledge of him. Did he say that? Yes. See, in the knowledge of him, not them, him. See, his person. You know him personally. In the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. See, your understanding, that's spiritual understanding he's talking about. Spiritual, so we got the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation and the spirit of understanding. You got that? All right, so you're going to need that in order to flow in the veins of the power of the supernatural. You're going to need revelation. You're going to need the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. And the eyes of your understanding has to continually be enlightened by the Holy Spirit. Now, we recognize the fact, we're going to do a little flipping tonight. You recognize that if you do not have this, you will never see suddenly. You will never see immediately. You will never see straight away. And that, I think that's what have happened denominational-wise, religious-wise, rituals-wise, ritual-wise, traditional-wise, entertainment-wise, from the pulpit, from preachers down to the band players and to the singers, performing, no new song, same old song every Sunday, and nobody won't step out. And so we have to step out. I'm going to say a word here for this word fresh. Oh, my goodness. This word fresh is so important. We've been so stale. You ever went to a baker shop and the stuff was fresh? Have you ever had a Krispy Kreme donut off the thing, come off the thing? Come on, man. So spiritually the same way. Spiritually, a lot of time we've been eating stale biscuits. We had the scriptures, we had the song, we had the pat, we had the jump, we had the skip. But we wasn't seeing no miracles. No sign. Nobody raised from the dead. No wonder. No incurable disease cured by unseen hand. So here in Ephesians 1, I told you 1:17. Did I tell you something else too? I was talking about something else. Ephesians 1:17, all right, there's a prayer he's praying for the church. It's the only way the church is going to be able to function in the supernatural power of God, that the Holy Spirit will have to give you in your recreated human spirit, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, and the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Now put your finger there, and let's prove this now. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, just for a lesson here, to understand how you can miss the supernatural being a Christian. Eyes have not seen. See, now put it together. No ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man. Heart, spirit, and heart can be unchangeable. The things that God had prepared for them that love him. So you have things prepared, but they cannot be received through the senses. They cannot be received through no psychic stuff. It got to be the Holy Spirit. Can I show you this again? Let me show you two more scriptures to prove that. We'll go back to Ephesians 1:17. John 1:12 and Romans 8:14. And the commentary of that is Galatians chapter 4. So you just write notes. You write notes. I can't tell you everything tonight. John 1:12, Romans 8:14, Galatians 4. Because, now you got to listen to me close tonight now, because, you know, I haven't taught a while, so I'm going to water wild tonight. Because that prayer is talking about inheritance, calling, inheritance, and power in Ephesians. That prayer, that's what we're talking about. You're talking about your calling, your inheritance, and your power. Now, here in John 4:12, he said, but as many as receive him, look at John 1:12. But as many as receive him, to them give he the power to become the sons of God, right?
Yes,
right?
Yes,
now, many stop there and never learn how to function in the power or use the power. But notice what Romans 8:14 says now. Look at what Romans 8:14 says. I want you to read it. Romans 8:14. You just read John 1:12. But as many as receive him, to them give he the power to become the sons of God, right? To as many as receive him, give he the power to become to them give he the power to become the son of God, even them that believe on his name, right?
Yes.
Right? You believe on his name, right?
Yes.
Well, why so many of us live like invalids? When it comes down to the supernatural, we act like we incapacitated when things come against us. And we put up with too much and has too much power in store if we knew how to use it properly. Are you listening to me? See, now look, Word of Life, there's a whole new spectrum. So you get ready to move. It's a whole new deal. I feel the Spirit of God right now. Anything could happen here right now. God, creative miracles can take place in this house tonight. That what you've been putting up with a long time can leave you tonight. If God walked down your road and touched you, that thing is gone, baby. I'm telling you right now. So that's why we got to understand that we got to have this revelation to understand. Now, read Romans 8:14 to me. Well, won't God make his mind up? He said in John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them give he the power to become the Son of God. Now he said in Romans 8:14, as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. What is he talking about? Make up your mind what he wants us to do. What do you want us to do? But as many as received, we receive him, all right? He said, but as many as received him, to them give he the power to become the Son of God, even though they believe on his name, right?
Yes.
Well, why he got this in Romans 8:14 then? What would make up his mind what he want me to be? See, you receive him, but you have to be led by him. In every spiritual move you make, you can't take a scripture without being led. See, you can take a scripture, but if you're not led with that scripture is dead. If God don't breathe on your chapter and your verse, you just rehearsing something, you're not going to receive nothing. You know, what I want to talk about, the whole, now go back to Ephesians 1:17, but what I want to talk to you about, you had a little bit, stop struggling with the supernatural in the natural.
Amen.
Stop struggling with the supernatural in the natural. And that's what Christians have done, because even though you are born again, you're a son of God, and the Bible said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. Even though you're born again, but you need to be led by the Spirit of God. As many as led by, did I let y'all read it?
Yes,
as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Then over in Galatians 4, write Galatians 4 down. I don't have time because I want to go to another word after I get through this revelation. Galatians chapter 4, probably 1-6, tell you that why most Christians are not having immediately, suddenly, straightway manifestation and demonstration in their life is because of pulpit immaturity. Gotcha. You thought I was about to say, but pulpit immaturity. Never heard that before. Good God Almighty. Pulpit immaturity make pew immaturity. Make congregation immature. And we've been immature so long that we think we're growing up. And the latter part of Hebrews chapter 5, I'll get stabilized in a minute. The latter part of Hebrews 5 tell us we're still drinking milk when we shouldn't be eating meat. And you can get so keen in the spirit, you can exercise your senses to know how to flow with God. All right? Now, that first word was what? Revelation, right? Yes. Revelation. So you're going to start praying about revelation. Okay? Because without revelation, you're not going to know your purpose. You're not going to prevail in life. You're not going to be able to activate the power. You're not going to be able to find your path to your prosperity and to your good success. You got to have revelation. In other words, religion's not going to make it. Okay? You're going to have the Holy Spirit revealing, uncovering, unfolding, open something up, showing you secrets, showing you mystery by divine wisdom. Hello? Hello? All right, now, with that in mind, the next, and I better touch that because you got to read that whole prayer because I got a revelation. You want to know Philippians 3:10, that I may know him. But that's not all you need to know. See, that's why we need the Holy Spirit to illuminate, that I may know him and what? Power of resurrection. Well, the prayer you just saw in Ephesians opened up the power of his resurrection. And it tells you that there's nothing that can come against you. Nobody can come against you. No organization can come against you. No matter how strong that person thinks they are, they cannot come against you because he have risen him far above all principalities and spiritual wickedness. He's far above that. Jesus is Lord. Say it.
Jesus is Lord.
Now, also you must understand, you must work from a heaven stand point of view. You must work from a heaven point of view. I think we've been working from a church point of view, a religious point of view, four or five scriptures point of view. No. Your faith, the Bible said that yes, you live by faith, right?
Yes.
But your faith should work from a heavenly point of view. Why now? Why would it make a change? From heaven to earth. Christians should be operating from heaven to earth, not from earth to heaven. Lord, I'm down here. No, go up there.
Yes.
Now, what is this? Ephesians 2 what? 2:6, that we are seated in heavenly places with him? What is 2 what? Find it. Ephesians 2 what? We're raised up together. Well, look at it. Ephesians 2:6. Everybody look at Ephesians 2:6. I've been watching Montreal. That's the way Montreal been talking to y'all. I think it's a good idea. Y'all did what he told you to do. Ephesians 2:6. Now, this is your place of work. This is where you work from. You don't work from down here, poor little old me. You're seated together with him in heavenly places. You have keys. He gave you keys in Matthew 13, 16. Where Peter had that revelation. So your key, you got keys from heaven. Things supposed to happen to you immediately. Watch me. Things supposed to happen to you now. Now. You gotta have that. You gotta have that ready. So. Now, let's just drop that. I'm going to give you another word. Revelation. You got revelation. That's the spirit. Now, you can have all the revelation you want if your mind messed up. You're not going to be the flow. So, Romans 12:2. You're going to, and what that other one was, Ephesians, what is it? What he's talking about, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. No, all y'all don't know where that voice is. What? 14:3.
No.
4:23. I know it wasn't 14. You got your 14th chapter in Ephesians. I want you to start teaching me something. The next word is renewing or renewed. Freshly renewed. Freshly renewing your mind with scriptures. Freshly meditating the word that the word can turn your mind supernaturally. Revelation without a renewed mind won't work. Why? You're going to rebel against it. Because your senses, you say, I have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have entered into the heart of man. Remember 1 Corinthians 2:9? Things that go, your mind will rebel, your natural mind will rebel against the supernatural. Why? It can't figure it out. But when you renew your mind, now you have the ability to have the thoughts of God. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Remember in Isaiah 55? My ways are not your ways, said the Lord. Didn't say you couldn't have them. Because right there in 12:2, Romans 12:2, he tells us we can have his mind. A renewed mind with the word of God actually is the mind of God. The mind of Christ in Philippians 2:5 talks about the mind of Christ. Then that scripture that we read, Ephesians 4:23, said be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So therefore, there's a spiritual aspect of your mind when it's renewed with the word of God. Your mind becomes spiritual. Because you begin to think the word. Think the word. You begin to think like what God said. Now you got a believing heart and a thinking mind like God lining up together. Now watch what I tell you now, because this is going to be a change in your life tonight. Okay? Watch what I tell you now. And it's so important in the supernatural, or in the wonder working power of God, that he has for his children, the inheritance and the calling and the power and the deliverance and the victory and all these things God wants us to live in, prosperity and health. I saw in the Bible where they missed it. And I saw in the Bible where they received it. I might do better showing you a scripture that may really open your eyes to this, because many of y'all miss a lot of stuff that God wants you to do and God wants you to have, and you went the wrong way about it. And even though you had scripture, but you never succeeded. But after tonight, you're going to be able to succeed, because we're talking about stop struggling with the supernatural in the natural. You remember I told you, you wasn't yet, can't be this bad, but you're a supernaturalist. You have the DNA of God. Miracles, signs, and wonders ought to be an everyday event for you. Matter of fact, it should be a lifestyle. Your expectancy should be on a different level than a normal man. But with pulpit insufficiencies, you've been held to just being a Bible carrier and getting some things every now and then because you really love God and God loves you. But most of you all should be flying by now. I'm talking about in the spirit realm, doing exploits, you know, making things happen, changing the atmosphere when you walk in the room. Man, Smith Wigger was dead. Thank God for what Smith did and Jack Cole and all those guys did. But we got to do something here now. We got to stop making monuments of people who are already dead, because Jesus is not dead. He cut back alive. And we need to go on to another level. You never get to another level. Keep talking about a dead man. What about now? Say now. What about the God of the book of Acts? A miracle in every chapter. Why he's not here now? He's here. But this next word I'm going to tell you, I told you Revelation. And what else? Renewing your mind. Renewal. You got to renew your mind. See, y'all just want gimme, go and grab something. You can't grab nothing. You can't handle it. You can't handle the blessing of God if you don't understand Revelation. She's going to find the scripture. But show me where we're being wrong. In Luke, look at Luke 5. This is another stuff I got to tell you some other thing. But look at Luke 5, because I'm getting caught up in this thing. Luke 5, verse 17. I want to show you this next word I want to give you. I tell you what, every one of you, look at me. Every one of you, once I show this to you, you're pronged to get something you've been want. Thank you for your enthusiasm. So y'all maybe don't want nothing. Notice I'm not talking about need. I don't skip over need, want. Because this is a secret that I think this is a mystery that I think been held at bay to the body of Christ. And it's going to sound so small, but yet it's so large. But if you start using it, it's going to change your whole life. You got revelation, right?
Yes, sir.
You got renewing or renewal. Fresh. Fresh thoughts from God. Right?
Yes,
all right, now look at Luke 5:17. Luke 5:17. It came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching, Jesus, there were Pharisees, that's religious folk, and doctors, them smart boys of the law sitting by. Religious and smart. So you got religious and academic represented there, both of them. By which will come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present, to heal them, and none of them got healed. See, I don't see the part none of them got healed. Well, you ought to have some revelation. You didn't see nobody get healed, did you? No, it's told the power was there for them to be healed. But they didn't get healed. Now listen to me. Listen. The power is always available for you to receive what you ask God for.
Amen.
Nobody can stop it. The devil, he's far above all principality, power, might, dominion. Every name that name, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. So if the power present, I ask, I'm his child, and I don't receive, what's the problem? I'm talking to you too. What's the problem? She looks so calm, you know. What's the problem? I'm trying to shake her up. What's the problem? I get her shook up, I know I'm preaching. What's the problem? She just look at you. What's the problem then? If you got scripture, you've asked God for things, the power present, that the power was present to heal them, nobody got healed. A very simple word. Respond. Respond. If you don't know how to respond properly when God ready to manifest, who Jesus? You hear me, Denise? When God ready to demonstrate, if you don't know how to respond properly, there's an illegitimate lawyer called Satan. Will somewhat call God on the carpet because of your ignorance. If you don't know how to properly respond by faith, Mark chapter 6, Mark 5, Jesus was there. And he said he couldn't do no major work. They did a few minor things. Why? They didn't know who he was. They didn't know how to respond to him. The church do not know how to respond to the supernatural. They don't know how to respond to miracles. They don't know how to respond to signs and wonders. Thank God we're coming alive.
Yeah.
See, the invitation for signs and wonders is the preaching of his word and worship. Not entertainment, not talent, not performance, not singing a Sam song, not getting out there by yourself, everybody looking at you, blending everybody in to worship God. And he comes every time. And every time he come with something for somebody. So when the preaching of the word is going on, you have to properly respond. When praise and worship, some people wait till after praise and worship come. You're not even in tune now. The Lord can be sitting beside you, elbow, and you say what you want, and you think it's another man or a woman sitting beside you because you're all out of tune because you're not in the spirit. John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. So I just give you three. I got some more, but I'm just give you three tonight. Revelation, renew, and knowing how to respond. If you read any in the gospel, you read, and when Jesus was ready to manifest himself. Oh my goodness. There were times that the man who 38 years who landed at pool, I think in John chapter 5, when Jesus was talking to him, the man still had his eyes on men. He was talking to Jesus himself because he gave the wrong answer. The Lord went on to heal him anyway, but he didn't respond properly. He talking about an old meeting. Then the angel comes stir the water every once a year. He's talking about that meeting. And Jesus said, no man. See, so much eyes have been on men so much. And like I say, hand been laid on some of us so much that we spiritually molested. You know, you can lay hands. You're raped. You're raped of your own power. You need to lay your hand on yourself sometime. Now, let's go. I wrote these three words on the side. I guess you get a hold of them as we're going. How, now, and wow. How. See, that's not your business. We're going to find that right now. See, the how the Lord's going to do something, he ain't have to tell you how he's going to do it. And then the Lord, when he does something, he do it now. The Lord is not a historical God. He's not a future God. He's a now God. You understand me? And the wow is you just watching him and see. And wow, you just seeing him do things, you know, just doing things. God just do. He's the creator. I laugh when I watched Montreal, when that lady, first lady got that new back, and she ran across, Montreal ran with her. She ran over there, Montreal looked at her and jumped. She ran back there, Montreal ran with her. It, you know, she got a new back, though. She's still shouting at her church. They can't come. She ran all up the bleachers in the church. It can't come. And I said, man, you know I got a new back, man. She said, I got a new back. I mean, you have a right backache, you'd be happy, too, you know. Some of y'all don't know nothing about no backache. I know somebody had my backache. I've hurt my back different times. I know. But I ain't got to come here tell you I got a back. I got a backache. I'm going to preach the best way I can. My back hurts. You ain't never heard. You'll never hear. You better wait. Jesus is going to show up before I say that because I'm not. He taught me better. Now, this is so explicit. It's so clear. I thank God for the Apostle Paul. It's so clear. In 1 Corinthians 2:14. It is so clear why we have not seen the manifestation of the supernatural. Because when you don't know how to flow, you just like a natural woman. Even though you're born again, you just like a natural man. The natural man, look at the 14th verse. Or anybody acting in the natural. And I'm telling you what, it's over 90% of the church is natural. All these big churches, they're not having, you know, they're not having no miracle services. They call them that. Ain't nobody getting nothing. I've been in those meetings. We got happy and left lampy. Now, I'm telling the truth. I'm just telling the truth, church. You need to know where we're going here. You need to know what God has decided to do. You need to know this apostolic anointing. You need to know this prophetic vision that God is placing in your life and in your family and in your home and in you, in your children. You need to cherish this, what God is doing. God is putting you out of just sitting around waiting on something to happen when you can make something happen. You need to know we're not in the same vein here, Joyce. This is not the same vein. I've been around here 40-something years preaching. This is God have ushered us into an apostolic prophetic vision. We're through going around in circles. Destinies must be hit on daily basis. Are you following me? Here, I want to read this. In 1 Corinthians 2:14, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him without revelation. So even a Christian is natural. Even a Christian, you as a Christian, you natural without revelation. Why? If you don't have revelation, you can't be who you are. You can't understand the sound. You can't understand the signal that he's sending you. There are sounds in the spirit. There are signals that he's sending you in the spirit. And if you're not in revelation, you're natural. So that's why you can't tell a Christian from a sinner. But as we move into evidence, and manifestation and demonstration and proof of the supernatural. Men will get saved by the thousand. Even in this very church, you're going to look up and have a lot of strangers sitting with you. Oh, they're coming. Yes. You ring the dinner bell properly, and you get four or five people start walking around with new hearts. See, the miracles are still happening. We were in Tennessee, and we were RVing, and one of my sons was there. We had four or five sons in RV, and one of my sons, he just got a call from his church. The man was preparing for a heart operation. The doctor told him his heart was too weak. You got to wait a little while. But he got to operate because he got to have some new valves and stuff in his heart or whatever. And his heart was so weak. And went back to the doctor. And the doctor checked the heart. The doctor said, he don't know what happened. You got the strongest heart ever been through yet. What happened? God gave him a new heart. Come on, church. Y'all haven't seen it so long, you can't even rejoice about it. God give the man a new heart. If you had heart problem, wouldn't you want God to give you a new heart? And if you a member of this church and say you don't believe it, you wasn't that camp meeting. That's your sad fault. Had over 200 to 169 things happen supernaturally. I was sitting on a stool. I didn't do it. And the reports are coming from Ohio, Texas, Carolina. They're coming. People get people blind. A woman blind in one eye and look up and cover. She said, cover that eye. She said, I see out my eye. I've never seen out this eye before. It's happening, man. It's the Lord. So it's my job to teach you, sit down. My job to teach you how to put you in a position. That's why I gave you those three words. I'll be dropping words. Revelation, right? Keep your mind renewed or refreshed with spiritual things. And then when God come, he will not come naturally. The supernatural God cannot come naturally. So if you're waiting on him naturally to tap you on your shoulder and we'll have a conversation and all that, no, he's coming oddball. Why? Because he knows if you can accept it by the senses, it will not be by faith, and he can't do it. So he have to come in a way that you have to believe him. And so, if you don't know how to believe him, you're going to be deceived when he come, because he's not going to come in a sense realm, and Satan don't want you to know how he's coming. So by faith, you got to be aware of every little thing, good God Almighty, every little thing around you, be aware of the fact that God's trying to do something for you. Let me ask you a question. Since you've been a Christian, you think God ever tried to get something to you and you missed it? Yes. Let me see your hand. I just want to see your hand. Yeah. And I got both minds up too. All right. Now, isn't that something? But we got to grow, man. Let's grow. The next time he comes, you're not gonna miss it. See, because he, the old folks used to say he work in mysterious ways. And wonders to perform? Yeah, that's too far for y'all, you know. But Jesus said, it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom. The Bible says, call upon me, and I'll answer you and show you great and mighty things that you do not know. You heard that? I want your full expectancy, not just here at Word of Life, in your car, on your porch, in your yard. Just stay ready. Stand ready. And don't be afraid to lift your hand by yourself and worship God until he arrives. And tell him, show me thy glory. You don't need all of us up in here to have, see the glory of God. You can see the glory of God by yourself. I've seen it many times. God spoke to me twice this week. I was by myself. Now, somebody, you know that thing, what he told me. He said, I've saturated you with favor. He said, your favor cup will stay overflowing. And he said, anybody connected to you right going to have the same favor. That's what the Lord told me, Tim. I see some of y'all not going to be able to handle this because you're not going to believe in God. You're not going to even believe in God. I got a brand new RV. It's giving me problem, giving me problem, giving me problem. I got 300 miles of the road. The thing broke down. You know, so I've been out, had to come stay with it. They had to take the thing to shop. And so my daughter-in-law was on the computer. She looked and said, this thing been vexing Pastor too much. And so she sees one that like I used to have, which was the top. It just come out the year I got it, so it gave me a lot of trouble, so I got rid of it. They have 4 years they're working on it, they got all the kinks out of it. And so the Lord said, get you another one. And just sell that. Now, it's been vexing you too much. Just fix it and then sell it until just get it right. And so I went up there and I had them at the RV lot. They delivered me a new one. Now, let me tell you what happened. Now, I said, when this one gave me trouble, this is what I said, because this is America. But I said, I'm going to go back down with one without all this push button stuff, all these whistles, and I'm going to drop down. Now, do you remember what I told God when I was going to drop down by my house? You remember what he told me? Who know what he said? What he said? The same voice and the same statement came across. It seemed like, now, you know, I've told you now, you got to renew your mind for this. It seemed like, gentlemen, what's your first name? Carmen, yeah, I'm going to know Carmen. It seemed like Carmen, God want me to have the best. Yes. Yes. I mean, that wasn't no junk pile I was driving. So you leave here, an RV, a brand new RV breakdown on you, come back in another new one, another one at the shop. Now, here's the clincher. I almost couldn't tell you because I wouldn't get the right word for it. It happened for me to get the other one. I went through frustration, and I was frustrated. I said, listen, you know. And them boys got cheaper RVs, cheaper. They got nice RVs, and they just riding and just blowing them. It ain't working. But then it dawned on me, if this hadn't happened, I would never look. And this one was specially made. It's the only one like it. And so I drove it 600 miles to get back here to teach you tonight. I do not hide nothing from you because I don't want you to think that I ain't got nothing to hide. God is doing this. It's of God. I tell you what God is doing. Now sit down. I got to close in a few minutes. Sit down. Wait a minute now. You mean to tell me God permitted the other one to be broke down because he couldn't get my attention because I'm going to keep that one for a long time, so he'll get my attention. I don't know what he's doing. I'm all frustrated. Why is this happening? Thing won't go up the hill. Car's blowing. I'm a prosperity preacher. But had not that happened, I wouldn't have it now. Some things, boy, get ready. Some things are broken down in your life because God tired of you being on that level and he's trying to take you somewhere else. You better praise the Lord. Are you listening? Are you listening? Something didn't work out for you because it wasn't supposed to work out because God got something else for you better. And if you'd have got that, you wouldn't have never seen it. Got it? Listen to me. Listen clearly. God do not have one route. The Bible talks about manifold blessings. So sometimes when you block, or when you get jammed in traffic, God is trying to do something else for you. I wish somebody would hear what I'm saying. You know, and especially the point when you got just crying. You go to crying. Oh, Lord. Just them crying blockage is the one going to get blessed, real blessed. Sometimes things don't go right because they don't supposed to go right because you're going the wrong way. Come on, you getting it? So watch out for it. Watch out for it. Watch out. What is it, Lord? What is it, Lord? You know, I already put it on the front of your be still, know I'm God. People who leave in this church now is out of their mind. I'm telling you, people they're staying here all these years and they're crazy. You people who leaving here are out of their mind. We're about to go in space. God is speaking. Listen to me. We're about to see some thing that the book of Acts. We're about to live lives like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Our covenant is about to unfold. The kingdom is about to unfold in our lives. We're about to do exploit. Mature things become like little twinkles. What do you call them? Little cookies, little soft cookies with the white ice in the middle. Twinkle. A little. You kind of fold over. You got a little vanilla. What is it? Twinkle. Mature things become like twinkles to us. You know how you used to go walk them dime. For a dollar or 10 cents for a twinkle, you get material things. We've been messed around with this material stuff. You can have, that's the easiest thing in the world to have. Man, but we won't start seeing people get out of wheelchairs. And the lady said, oh, I couldn't breathe, but I left my tank because I ain't used it for 3 days now because something happened to me the other night. And I took a deep breath and I found out I don't need the tank no more. Sit down, let me teach you a little more. See, Jesus, you listening? Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus has slip up blessing on you. He'll slip a blessing on you. But you got to know how to read it. You got to know how to receive it. You got to know how to respond by faith because your neighbor is going to tell you don't do it. And your good church member. I wouldn't do that if it was you. But you're not me.
Amen.
All right, the natural man received not the things that we're talking about. Stop struggling. Stop surviving. Stop being strangled by what Satan's saying against your life. Stop being satisfied with less. Stop struggling with the supernatural in the natural. Let me read this, because I want to read this story, and maybe I'll get back to it. I got some principles. We read 2:14, right? Didn't we? Part of it, all of it. All right, 2:14. But the natural man receives not things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, neither can he know them, because they are what? See, that's where the revelation comes in. Look at the 10th verse now. But God has revealed. But God has what? Underline that word reveal. Say reveal. But God has revealed them unto us by who? Notice that's a capital S. That's the Holy Spirit. For the Holy Spirit, searches all things. Yeah, what? The deep things of God. All right, let's keep reading now. Watch this. For what man knows the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knows no man but the Spirit of God. Now he says, Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of who? God. That we might what? The thing what? All right, look at verse 13 now. Watch it. Which things also we speak not in the words which man wisdom teaches, but what the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with what? All right, well, you see, you go back to Revelation, go back to renewal, and go back to now how to respond properly. Now, here's a story that only teach on Christmas. Go to Luke chapter 1. This is not a Christmas story. It's the same revelation that the 3rd chapter of John gave when the Bible, the Jesus said to Nicodemus, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Nicodemus asked the same question that Mary asked, how can this happen? Remember I told you how, now, and why. See, the how is up to God. The believing is up to you. God will show you some things, and you ought to get afraid. What he wants you to do, what he wants you to have, where he wants you to go, what he wants you to do for him. And a lot of times people in their little religious brain can't flow with it. They're struggling with it, struggling with getting healed, struggling with living an unlimited life. What's wrong with living an unlimited life? Didn't the Bible promise you unlimited life? Let me just read Luke 1, verse 34. The angel didn't talk to her now. This is Jesus. This girl going to conceive supernaturally Jesus as we conceive supernaturally Jesus. That's John 1:12. That's John 1:12 right here. See, we had the same spiritual experience Mary had. Uh-huh. See, there you go. Same spiritual, we had the same. The birth of Christ. He was born in Mary. He was born in me. If not, you're not born again. So he told her what's going to happen. Here's what she said. You got to respond right. Then said Mary unto the angel, he told her she's going to have a child. How shall this be? See, when you're naturally reading the Bible and memorizing scriptures and don't let your faith go out there where it should go, even though the Lord tells you something going to happen, but now you won't know how. That's not your business. Because if I tell you how, you're not going to use no faith. Faith is your how. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Devil things of things not seen. Faith is your how. Thank you, Lord. I like that. See? She said now, here's the problem. The internet voice. Here's the problem. Yeah, where we got stuck at. Seeing I know not an evangelist. I know not an apostle. I know not a prophet. I know not a strong woman who stayed up all night praying. See? I know not a man. And she was talking about she had no man, you see. Let me go on and read. 35th verse. The angel answered and said in her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. You see that?
Yes.
And the power of the high shall overshadow thee. These are experiences we can have.
Yes.
Therefore also the holy thing. See, when you use scripture properly by faith, whatever is born is holy. What shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Now here she go. Verse 37. I'm skipping on verse 37. He told about Elizabeth. Now, verse 37 is the pivotal verse. For with God, you know what Mark 10:27 says. Who knows what Mark 10:27 says? Who knows what Mark 10:27 says? Who knows what Mark 10:27 says? Let's clarify then. Go over there right quick. Hurry up. Because you're gonna burn the pancake. Come on. Because it's hot. See what Mark 10:27 said? You see what it said? Things that are impossible with men. What he said? But not with God. Now go back to the 37th verse. Mark them two verses. For with God nothing shall be impossible. That's what he said to her, right? Now notice how respond in verse 38. And Mary said, I don't understand a doggone thing going on here in the natural. Because I done talk as much as I done explain myself. I done try to explain this away as much as I can. I don't know how it's going to happen. But she comes to a point. And Mary said, you verse 38?
Yes.
Behold a handmaid of the Lord. What she said?
Yes.
And the angel departed from her. See, she said, be it. Let it be that. I don't know. I can't understand it. I don't know how this is going to happen. I ain't had no man. But you say it's going to happen and the Holy Ghost is going to do it. All right, I'll accept it. I'll receive it. That's what we got to do. See, the limit's just been taken off. We're limited by men's ideas. But no, let God, you God child. Am I right? All right, let me spit out a few principles for you to work on for a while. Look at three people and tell them the struggle is over. Now, listen to what I've been trying to put in your heart tonight. I'm gonna make a statement now, so you can, when you go back over your notes and the Holy Spirit come talk to you about tonight. Tonight you have been learning the secret of the mystery of supernatural conception. The secrets of the mysteries of supernatural conception, conceiving, birthing, manifestation, demonstration of the Holy Ghost. I started a revelation, renewing your mind, you remember? Respond. But that's what you've been doing. And also what you just told those three people. If you know how to birth things in the spirit, the struggle is over. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Come on now, you got to keep up. See, you see, y'all looking for a religious Bible study. They gone.
Thank you.
Tell the person next to you, they gone.
They gone.
Now listen. You want the principle, you want me to close?
No.
You might not never get them. I might not never say them again because I got 3 minutes on the hour. All right. Number one, the supernatural has no problem with manifestation in your situation. No matter what your situation, boy, listen to what I'm saying. No matter what your situation is, the supernatural have no problem in manifesting what you need to overcome that situation. Why no problem? Because it's God. We create the problem. The supernatural, we must learn, second thing is, you must learn how to cooperate with the Holy Spirit and the spirit world. You must learn how to cooperate with the Holy Spirit and the spirit world. Hello, y'all here? Number three, your response determines what you receive. I got a second part to this one. I'm trying to read my own writing. And when you're writing and you're half drunk, you can't write at first place if you're sober. Then you're half drunk trying to write. You know, you're trying to write. Your response determines what you receive. The ability for God to demonstrate is never in question. I'm going to get it again. You want me to get it again? Your response determines what you receive. The ability for God to demonstrate is never in question. I got that. You got that? That's fresh from the Holy Ghost. And then Mark 10:27 is a principle. You need to read it over and over again. And I wrote down, get your eyes off of man. Whew. Superstars cannot function in the supernatural. Satan will give them a substitute of the spiritual power of God because they just perform it. And they can't really, they're not humble enough to take the spit in the mud. Superstar won't take the spit in the mud. You know when Jesus spit in the mud and put a man out? Superstar not going to take that. They want a clean, disinfected napkin, you know, they won't take God route. You see, you know what I'm saying? All of y'all got some of that in you. Huh, put that old dirty towel on me. That dirty towel might have the Holy Ghost in it. He been sweating, wiping his face with it. Now he won't come put it on me, talking about be healed. God, I'm getting out of line, me. Romans 14:17, write it down, you read yourself. The kingdom of God is a supernatural kingdom. I'm almost through, I'm just giving you these presents. The kingdom of God is a supernatural kingdom. And I put a little extract in there, and I want you to get this. This is so important. Develop yourself in supernatural thinking. Develop yourself in supernatural thinking. The kingdom of God is a supernatural kingdom. So I say to you, develop yourself in supernatural thinking. Well, how do I do that? Read supernatural words. Pray every day. Therefore, you must continuously recognize there's a supernatural kingdom within you, ready to manifest at your request, and will bestow things in your life you can't explain. And will bestow things in your life that you can't explain. If you can explain your life, somebody said I told you, and you can explain your life, you ain't been there. You know how you got from A to Z. You know all this. No, you haven't been there. You got to have a life that you can't explain. Yeah, go ahead. That's right. God, talk to him. You got to have a life that you can't explain. I might expand more on these, but those principles I give you, I want you to have those. Just stop the struggle. How, now, wow. Well, stand up and praise God for a few minutes. Lift your hand. Think about one thing you heard. I want you to think about one thing you heard. Well, you ain't heard. You didn't hear one thing. You done took me 1 hour and 10 minutes. You don't know one thing I said.